rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
Mardi Gras was a muted scene in 2021 due to coronavirus cancellations of almost all the festivities New Orleans is famous for this time of year. Bars and restaurants were closed, Bourbon Street blocked off, and there were no parades. Ed Markey is a bar and restaurant owner in New Orleans. He tells Fox News he's shutting down his business until summer.
The bad part about it is, at this level of control that they're putting on everything, I don't see it ending anytime this year. It was a very difficult decision to make it, but I got to the point where it's, with all the pressure and anxiety of dealing with this, I just needed a break.
Ash Wednesday looking different today due to the coronavirus. The Vatican is asking priests to forego the traditional practices of individual blessings and a smudge of ash on each congregant's forehead. Rush Limbaugh, conservative talk radio pioneer, has died from lung cancer. He was 70. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Gates believes the world's wealthiest countries should ditch beef for plant-based alternatives to fight global climate change. The billionaire software developer saying that is the only way to help curb industries with the largest carbon footprints, like steel, cement, and agriculture. A third of all greenhouse gas emissions come from livestock production. A state that relies heavily on beef and beef production is South Dakota. South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem on Fox News reacts to Gates' assertion that we need to do away with eating beef.
Well, I mean, I like mushrooms, but I like my beef, too. So
in South Dakota,
the cattle industry is incredibly important to our state, of course. But here's the situation, is that he talks a lot about carbon emissions out of cattle, but he doesn't take into account the carbon emissions and the inefficiencies in generating food like that and how expensive that food would be for the average everyday family. So that's the balance that I don't think Bill Gates understands, is that for me, food policy's always been national security policy. It's important that we grow our own food in this country so another country doesn't control us. It's also important that it's diversified so that we don't have a shortage in one area, or we focus all in one area and it becomes too expensive for families to actually go to the store, buy it, and put it on the table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, everybody. Just going to give you a quick weather report. It is 29 degrees outside today. That's right. It is going to tonight have a chance of snow after 4 a.m. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a little while, that we might have a couple of inches of snow tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. Going into tomorrow, though, snow should end. If it's going to start at all, who knows? But it should end sometime in the mid-morning. Going to have a high of about 31 degrees. And Friday, snow likely before noon. This is, I'm like reading the same exact thing again. It's snow before noon. It should be about 60% chance, some light winds. Going into the weekend, partly sunny with a high near 31. Going into Saturday night, 17 degrees. And then going into Sunday, the high near 35. It sounds like spring when I say that now, 35 degrees. And it should be mostly sunny there. I'll be right back after this.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only, the amazing, the astounding Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I am your host, Mark LaRose, coming to you on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, I'm looking out. I got to tell you guys something. This is the return. Haven't been on air with Max Living in just over a year. And I'm in a brand new studio now. Absolute brand new studio. They've been reworking this place and doing some construction. So the studio's on the other side of the building now. I have my own little cubby area. I have windows looking around here. It's beautiful. It's absolutely stunning and beautiful what they have going on here. They have the plexiglass shields up here for guests. Right now I still have to wear this the mask on here. But, you know, it's fantastic. They did such a great freaking job. And even if you can't see me smile, you can still see my baby blues. So who do we got watching so far? Let me see. I got my beautiful wife, Susan, watching me. Hi, sweetheart. Love you. She's been an amazing, amazing support person. My wife, my best friend, during this last year that we've been going through this pandemic. I see Kim's watching. Kathy's watching. The other Kathy's watching. Dr. Jen is on there. I see you. Thanks, Kimmy. Appreciate that. Donna's watching. Good to see you guys. Man, oh, man, I am so happy to be back on the air. I'm hoping that you can hear me okay through the mask. I am controlling it here. That's the other weird thing with the brand new studios here is all the controls are moved around and just a little bit different here. You know, but, you know, got to learn it. It's fantastic. If you are going to watch this later, I'm going to upload this link onto our main page, and then you can share it. And before I even go on, big shout out to Team Clinton. I just wanted to say hello to Kim, to Terry, to Michelle. Amazing people been sticking through this. And, you know, listen, the last year, you know as well as I do, so many businesses, including the fitness industry, have taken a hit. Unprecedented hits. And what I'm going to do is one of the first things I said to my wife was I wanted to use this platform to help spotlight businesses, local Clinton businesses or Huntington County businesses. And I wanted to be able to give them a little bit of a light on their business to try to help them out. So before I even get into that, every week we're going to do a spotlight business of the week. Every week I'm going to try to have people come on air with me so I can talk to them, but just for a few minutes, and then we're going to go right back to whatever fitness topic we're talking, health or fitness topic we're talking about that day. So before I even go on, I wanted to talk to you about the spotlight business of this week. All right. He couldn't be here today, but I'm talking about the one and the only Town Restaurant on Main Street in beautiful downtown Clinton, the Town Restaurant. Dino and Krissa and their family, they have been there serving the community for well over 30 years now, all right? And I remember during lockdown when we would, Susan and I, we would order on the phone and drive down, and they had the curbside pickup and everything. And, you know, listen, you know as well as I do, restaurants have taken a huge hit. And so I wanted to support a local restaurant right off the bat. And hey, Dot, I see you, Dot. Thanks for watching. I got to watch my commercial clock here, too, going on here. Let's see. Oh, Dot's saying the best Greek salad. So that's true. So anyway, I met with Dino the other day, and he's a big fan of the Max Challenge also, and I'm a big fan of him and his family and the restaurant. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to talk about Dino a couple of times during the show, but if you watch this broadcast or you listen to this podcast and you mention this podcast to Dino or anybody at the Town Restaurant from now until the end of February, you will receive 10% off your check. That's his offer too. He's being really, really gracious about it. So all you have to do is mention that and he'll help out. And Dino's talking to me about trying to help out the Max also. As you know, I'm back here. I think this is day 9 that I've returned, and we're turning it around. All right. We're not surviving anymore. We are thriving, and we are going to continue to thrive. And how are we going to do that? We're going to do that by helping people, helping people live happier, healthier, more fulfilling lives. And God knows after this pandemic, and I really believe we're on the tail end of this, people need to live thriving, healthier, happier lives, all right? I see people watching me. If you're out there and you agree with this, hit that like button, hit the heart buttons, throw me some up there, okay? If you have questions, if you're watching this and you have questions about us, about this life-changing, life-altering program, 908-627-7020. We're located on 1802 Route 31 North. That's at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. All right, so you can always give me a call. We'll chat. I'll tell you about what we are, and we'll see if it's a good fit for you too. Speaking of Grey Rock, I know this is a ways off, but one of our first Max Challenge of Clinton live events that's going to be coming up in the spring is going to be April 24th. Not too far from us. I'm talking like walking distance from us. There's this beautiful farm sanctuary, the Grey Rock Farm Sanctuary, and they are going to have a spring festival with vendors and what was the other thing? My wife was here. She was the pierogi truck. You'll be able to interact with some of the animals that they've rescued. And there's going to be lots of local vendors there, and the Max Challenge of Clinton is going to be there too. So I am totally psyched up for that also. Watching my time here, I just got about 3 minutes. So you know what? Before I even get into the bulk of it, this week, I got a lot of notes. This week, I'm going to be talking to you about exercise and your immune system. Folks, your immune system still works, okay? We don't hear a lot about it on the media. I have said this facetiously and seriously that I wish there was, of all the executive orders that we've heard of, I wish there was an executive order telling people to eat right, exercise, hydrate, and take their vitamins and get some sleep too. But since there is no executive order, I'm going to try to share as much information as I can with you on the hows and the whys of how exercise helps your immune system and a couple of things that can affect your immune system poorly, okay? Your immune system still works, though, and there's ways that you can help it along, help it along. That's right, Sue. They have amazing animals there. When we visited there the first time, we got, let's see, I think that was the first time Susan had pet a chicken, held a chicken in her arms, too. There's pigs there. There's horses there. They're just a lot of different animals. Yeah. Ducks. I remember the ducks that were in the little swimming pool too. So that was really cute too. So anyway, before I even get into this, I got about 90 seconds before my first commercial break. One of the things I want to tell you about is why the Max Challenge of Clinton is the go-to place. First of all, we are practicing above and beyond the safety guidelines, I think, that were given down to us by the state, okay? I even brought the safety data sheet of the chemicals that we use to clean a place. Let's see, this is February. So last year, the year that shall not be named, during the year that shall not be named, I was on so many webinars, and I met up with this guy. His name is Dr. Bruce Sherman. He has a PhD in chemistry. And he and I had maybe 6 or 7 telephone conversations and Zoom conversations about what we needed to make sure we cleaned the place with something that will kill COVID-19 and every other stinking virus and bacteria out there. And that's what we're using here. The key element is called quaternary ammonium. Quaternary ammonium, CDC approved. Doesn't interact with your skin. It's easy on surfaces. But I want to let you know, we are constantly cleaning, sanitizing, wiping down surfaces. Fresh air is being pumped in. Lots of circulation going on. We are on top of it to make sure, because your safety is our priority. Listen, I got a break for a commercial. That flew by. When I come back, exercise in your immune system. Do not go away. I'll be back in just a few seconds, all right? Hang on.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
And I am back. Let me just make sure I got my volume control pretty good here. So one of our members and my buddy, Dorothy Dot, just sent me a message and said I sound a little muffled. So I had on the cloth Max Challenge mask before, which had one of these little plastic things in it. So I switched over to a paper mask that I brought. So hopefully I sound a little less muffled now. And if I do, you could give me a thumbs up or shoot me another text message. But I just want to make sure I'm clear. So anyway, this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. We have indoor classes. We have virtual classes coming soon. Live Zoom classes from InCenter 2. So if you have any questions on that, you can go to our website, go to our Facebook page, or you can give me a call, 908-627-7020. We're up at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza there. Once again, Spotlight Business of the Week is the Town Restaurant. Mention this broadcast, this podcast, 10% off mentioning it to them on your check until the end of February. So, exercise. Oh, my goodness. You know, even before there was a pandemic, even before we were locked down, people had issues with exercise, in case you never noticed. It happened a lot. It happened all the time. But you know what? Nowadays, it's even more important for us to understand every component of what keeps us healthy, what keeps you healthy. It's not just wearing a mask. It's not just washing your hands, sanitizing. It's not just keeping your distance, whatever else it is too. There are things that you can do. I said it before, eat right, exercise, hydrate, get some sleep, okay? But how exactly, people will stop me and talk to me about how nutrition helps. Hey, Michelle, good to see you. Thanks for watching. People will stop and talk to me about how nutrition affects your immune system because people seem to understand. Now, most of your immune system, I think it's about 70 to 75% of it, is actually in your gut, okay? So part of the problem, even before COVID-19, part of the problem with the winter time and why people got sick in the winter time and the flu, God knows you don't even hear about the flu anymore, right? That's not never on the news. But the reason that there was a quote-unquote flu season is also because all of the holidays where you eat garbage is in the late fall and through the winter too. It starts with Halloween, sugar, 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 right? Inflammation, inflammation. It goes into Thanksgiving. And all through those days and weeks in between these holidays, going into Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate, going into New Year's Eve, more sugar, more stuff that we eat, and then there's you add in the alcohol too. we can begin to see how nutrition plays a part in your immune system, because eating all of the sugars and the garbage for months on end during cold weather weakens your immune system, all right? Everybody seems to know about this. Nobody wants to seem to do anything about it, really, but the question becomes then is how does exercise help your immune system? So science shows us in an overwhelming way that there is a connection between exercise and your immune system. For the most part, when people think of exercise, you know, what are they thinking? Weight loss, getting stronger, building muscle, you know, getting toner, maybe improving your cardiovascular system, that too. But for the most benefit, you know, those are the simple benefits of this. But studies have shown that regular exercise can improve your overall immune system and your overall sense of well-being too. That's one of the big things at the Max Challenge. It's not just the nutrition part, and it's not 50-50 nutrition exercise. It's 100% nutrition, 100% exercise. It's thanks, Dot. Appreciate that. In fact, Julie DeYoung, who is a physical therapist at the Clovis Medical Center, said that in one particular study, individuals who had never exercised, ready for this? They had never exercised, started just walking for 3 months. Over the course of 3 months, they walked every day, never exercised before. And what they did is they began to measure the length of their recovery time from an upper respiratory illness versus people who still did not exercise. That group had a 50% improvement of recovering from a respiratory disease, okay? Upper respiratory tract infection. And again, lately with COVID, people are always talking about respiratory issues on this. So this is really, really important here. So this group of people had over a 50% improvement in their recovery from an upper respiratory tract infection versus the people who were sedentary. You see, the immune system, even though it's down in your gut mostly, what is it? It's a collection of white blood cells, millions of white blood cells. And the white blood cells are made within the bone marrow, in your bones all around, and they protect you. They protect us. What we would call environmental threats. There's bacteria. There's fungi. There's viruses. When we exercise, though, it increases the production of all of different types of white blood cells, one of which is known as macrophage, M-A-C-R-O-P-H-A-G-E, macrophage. I encourage you to look up this information when you have a few minutes, too. You don't have to just take my word for it, all right? So what do macrophages do? Macrophages help to scoop up and destroy harmful bacteria and viruses as they travel through the body. I mean, if you can imagine that macrophages are little scoops and has bacteria and viruses and other environmental things. Hey, Sharon. Hey, Felicia. Dawn, thanks for watching. You imagine these scoops going through your body, and what they do is they collect this bacteria and viruses and help to destroy them. This is really important, especially during times of stress. Now, we have all faced unprecedented times of stress for the last 11 months, going on 12 months. I'm going to get back to that in a little while. But one of the things that stress does is it can weaken our immune systems very badly. So when the fight or flight mechanism is left on in our bodies, this is what happens with stress. When our fight or flight mechanism is left on in our bodies for too long, there's these chronic stress hormones that saturate your bloodstream, saturate your body. And what it does is that causes the amount of immune cells, the white blood cells, to drop. They're not circulating like they should be. So it's very important that we also use exercise to manage our stress. You've probably heard the old saying that exercise is one of the most underutilized antidepressants and underutilized de-stressing factors. It's available everywhere, and yet few people use it. there's so many other alternatives that the medical community wants to give us, when sometimes there's the solution can be a lot simpler, a lot simpler. So anyway, this one study looked at acute exercise, meaning that exercise that went from moderate to vigorous intensity over the course of about an hour to 45 minutes. The Stanley study mainly focused on walking, but it could also include other things like using an elliptical or running or, like the Max Challenge in Clinton, HIIT classes, high-intensity interval training. The author of this study, Dr. David Newman, he's a professor in the Department of Biology at the Appalachian State University. He's also the director of the university's Human Performance Lab, tells Health Magazine that typically people only have a small number of immune systems that are circulating in their bodies, that these cells don't usually circulate, but they prefer to hang out in your lymph nodes. And I'm sure we've heard about these too. Your lymph nodes, I know they're under our arms. They're all planted all over your body where lymph fluid is gathered. And your white blood cells will hang out there rather than just circulate freely. Okay, because they prefer to hang out there, and also not just in the lymph tissues too, but also near your spleen also, okay? This is where your body kills viruses and bacteria and other microorganisms that can hurt us, okay? Now, exercise, when done right, increases your blood flow. But it's not just your blood flow, though. It's the flow of the lymph fluid throughout your body as your muscles contract and release, It forces the circulation of these lymph fluids and, of course, immune cells that go with them. So the amount of immune cells that are circulating through our bodies when we exercise increases. It makes them roam around your body at a much higher rate than before. Now, specifically, exercise helps to recruit what this doctor is calling highly specialized immune cells. These are called natural killer cells. You may have heard of this. They're called T cells. The T cells hunt down pathogens like viruses and wipes them out. In 2019, in this doctor's review, participants who took part in a 45-minute, you ready for this? Just a 45-minute brisk walk. And there's something about that 45 minutes too. I mean, that's why I think we use it at the max, okay? Anyway, they did the 45-minute brisk walk. They experienced a big uptick in these immune cells floating throughout their bodies, okay? And it lasted for hours after their walk was over. Now, I'm going to go in a few moments into the intensity of exercise versus the benefits, how long they last afterwards, okay? But while we do get an immediate response from our immune system to exercise, this will eventually go away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is important, very important. I want you to take notes on this if you can, but listen up, okay? The immediate response is there, but it eventually will go away unless, you ready? You keep working out consistently. This doctor actually made an analogy. Imagine that somebody comes in to clean your home, and they clean your home for 45 minutes on some days of your week. Your house is going to look better on that first day when it's cleaned. And the more frequently the housekeeper comes back, the cleaner your home is going to be. But if a housekeeper comes in on Monday and doesn't come in until Saturday, in between that time, your house is going to get dirtier and cluttered and disorganized until that housekeeper comes back. See, exercise is a housekeeping activity for your body, for my body. Do you understand? If you're understanding and you're watching, by the way, give me some hearts and some thumbs up there. Let me know that you're out there listening. Okay? So basically, this scientific research data shows us that exercising once is great, but exercising consistently multiple times is hugely better, hugely better. At the Max Challenge of Clinton, what do we get? You get 5 days a week out of that. And then on the weekend, we want you to rest a little bit, but you can do recreational stuff too. I mean, it's wintertime right now. Thank you for the hearts and the likes, by the way. You could go out. Oh, my wife and I, Sue and I saw this guy. Where was it? It was right off of Route 31
next to the reservoir. Right after it snowed, this dude had snowshoes on with ski poles, and he was trucking through the snow, going across that what's usually a large patch of green grass, which is now, you know, 2 feet of snow. But this guy's out there with snowshoes, and I'd never seen that before. And the first thing I said to Sue was, that's great exercise, man. That's fantastic exercise. You're using like every muscle in your body. Your heart rate goes up. And of course, as I just mentioned, this is going to improve your immune system. So you can't necessarily say that one day of activity has no benefit, but it definitely doesn't have the same benefit as exercising multiple days a week and consistently. All right. This holds up even as we get older, too. There was a peer-reviewed study back in 2018. It was an article published in Frontiers Immunology. That's right, Kim, in Frontiers Immunology, that as we get older, it becomes more important for this exercise to occur. Because as we get older and age, our inflammatory markers actually begin to climb a little bit, and our immune system can become weaker. Listen, that's just the way things are. It's nothing new because of COVID-19. It's been going on like this for hundreds of thousands of years. As humans get older, we get weaker and our immune system gets weaker, which is why, folks, I can't even begin to tell you, it is so super important that you begin, or at least continue to take care of your body and your nutrition and your exercise. In fact, one of the main benefits of exercise, too, is it decreases inflammation in your body. Typically, as a personal trainer, when I talk about inflammation with people, wherever there is a lot of inflammation, you have a lot of risk involved with that, too. And one of the main causes of inflammation in your body, and by the way, this is the weird thing about inflammation, folks. You may not see it. You think you might look at your hand. You're not looking for, you know, a swollen wrist, okay? You're not looking for blotches on your skin, red blotches, because it's got, you know, inflammation there. It doesn't show up. It's internal. Your organs become inflamed. The visceral tissue around them becomes inflamed. So it's not even inflammation that you can see. Sometimes you can see it, but many times you can't even see that type of inflammation. And so your inflammatory markers are going up. Exercise helps to keep that under control. It was on Facebook last night. I'm gonna do a quick I'll do a quick product placement commercial here. The Max Challenge has begun selling greens in a container. Now, I have been using greens for years. I add it to my shakes all the time. The benefits of the Max Challenge greens, if you look at the benefits of what they do, one of the big things is to help keep your body alkaline. You know, during our nutrition program, we want you to eat what? Vegetables. We want you to get as many vegetables as you can, and, you know, 9-10 cups of vegetables if you can. I don't know. But if you're struggling to get that many vegetables in, the Max Challenge greens is actually a fantastic way to go. You can take a scoop of it, mix it into your shake. You can sprinkle it on things. Kim Libita over at the Max Challenge, instructor extraordinaire, she likes the taste of it straight up, you know. So I'm just telling you, it's important for you to get those vegetables in too. So listen, when immune systems try to function with inflammation, it puts the immune system in a chronically inflamed state also. Do you understand? So as your immune system is trying to fight this inflammation, and what's one of the biggest causes of inflammation, folks? White processed sugar. White processed flour. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I think it was last week. I was at the store, and I walked past this new flavor of Mountain Dew. I shouldn't name the products probably on the air, but I don't care right now. It's so annoying to me that in the middle of a pandemic, what do we do as a country? We make new flavors of Doritos and put out new flavors of Mountain Dew and candy-flavored macaroni and cheese for Valentine's Day, which seems to target kids when they're doing that. And what is it filled with? It's filled with crap. It's filled with garbage. And that garbage and that processed sugar causes inflammation in your body and makes you more susceptible to viruses. What the hell are we doing? What are we doing? We need to begin to take better care of ourselves and teach our children, too, how to take better care of ourselves. Hey, Aaron, I see you watching. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. So the first line of defense on your body is what's called physical barriers. This is your skin. Your skin can actually, you know, stop, of course, viruses from entering your body also. The second line of defense. Let's talk about second line of defense. Skin is kind of obvious. The second line of defense is what's comprised of innate or natural immunity. All right. Hey, thanks to Pam. I see you. Thanks for joining me. I'm glad your meeting is over and you could hop on for a little while. All right. So the second line of defense that your body has is these innate and natural immune system, which is mainly made up of these killer cells. All right. These are the first immune cells that will respond to an infection. So if you cut yourself, scratch yourself to prevent infection, your immune cells will actually go into there. All right. Exercise can have a profound effect even on those type of immune cells too. For example, after one bout of exercise, natural killer cells floods bloodstreams, even just one bout of exercise. And this is why, again, it's so important for you to continue an exercise program. And I'm going to pause for 1 second. All right. I get it. I get that getting into a routine is difficult. We have all been there. All right. But it's important. And I was just talking with somebody yesterday about it too. Sometimes I feel like we just need to get fed up enough for us to make that change. Now, I've been back just over a week now. And I am so impressed and humbled by the consistency I see from some of our members at the Max Challenge of Clinton. I stand in front of my class and I talk to people and I'm humbled by them, by you, by your commitment. The fact that you get up early in the morning or you go there after work, after a long day of work, and you're showing up, and I see people in there doing five workouts for 5 days. It's impressive and it's kudos to you. But everybody can do that. Hey, Wendy, everybody can do that. What does it take? It takes determination. It takes discipline. One of the things that we offer you at the Max Challenge is accountability. You know, we're going to stay on top of you, that you keep showing up, and we're available to help you with nutritional counseling too. All right. In fact, it seems like every other day I'm getting on the phone with a member, you know, 30, 45 minutes just to talk about the nutritional aspects of this. So anyway, onward and upward. Man, time flies when you're having fun. I can't believe this. I only have 19 minutes left in the show. Wow. The third line of defense is what's called adaptive immunity. This is important here, kids. Adaptive immunity, or memory immunity, which is mainly comprised of these T cells and another type of cell called B lymphocytes. The exercise has a profound impact on these cells. It has been shown that lifelong regular exercise helped to maintain these healthy numbers of young T cells and the young lymphocytes. And even as we age, you see what I'm saying? If exercise becomes a habit, a part of your life, it keeps these things fresh. And these cells can help your immune system identify the pathogens. And listen, it's not just viruses and bacteria. It does help to fight off cancer cells too, the research shows. All right? So you want every edge with this. So continued exercise is a benefit to you. So now I'm going to shift gears for a little bit here, okay? I have 5 minutes till my next commercial break. Let's see how much I can cover here. I mentioned this before, and I wanted to talk to you about stress. This is important because exercise is one of the most easiest ways and most beneficial ways to de-stress your body and improve your mental and emotional attitude also. Being stressed out no matter whether it's for 10 minutes or 10 or 11 months. Being stressed causes a huge amount of inflammation in your body. And as I mentioned, this inflammation can lead to illness. Understand that the last year of our collective lives has caused an amazing amount of stress for people in a variety of different ways. People have been worried about their jobs, the economy, their health, your health, the health of your loved ones. In some cases, people are out there, they were out there risking their lives, and they were concerned. This type of profound stress for so long damages your immune system. Isn't it ironic that the steps that were taken to protect us also hurt us at the same time? And I don't know if there was any way around that. I'm not here to debate that. I do know, though, that we can do things to reduce stress in our lives today. One of the first things I want to tell you folks is to forget the past on this. All right? Stop beating yourself up. The other morning, I was at class, and you know, everybody's going through a reset right now, it seems. Okay? There's people, members, that have been able to continually do this program for months on end, and then there's other people that struggled with it. And now they're coming back, and let's say Monday is their day one. So what I did is I absolved them of their nutritional sins of the past. I played, what did I call myself, the Pope of Nutrition or something like that. No offense to anybody. I was raised Catholic, so I get to say that. But I absolved them of their nutritional sins of the past. Getting past that first bump. Get your butt back into the center and exercise. Sit down with myself or Kim or Michelle or Terry and let's talk about your nutrition and ways that you can take care of yourself better. All right? What are ways that we can reduce stress in your body in life today? The first thing that I would suggest to you, and I'm sure many of you know this already, is turn off your television. Turn off the news. I remember when I was a kid, and a lot of you might remember this too, is we would have to go and turn on the TV at 6 o'clock to actually listen to the news. And then at 7 o'clock, we watched something else. Now, of course, we have 24/7, 365 news feed. And ladies and gentlemen, 98% of that is negative. And it does affect us. So turn off the news. Stop with being flooded with the nonstop negativity 24 hours a day. Because what you ingest for food and drink is not the only thing that affects your mood. It's mental. The things you ingest mentally too. These are things that can help either affect your immune system negatively or positively. I have less than a minute. Let me just see where I'm at here. Anyway, one of the other great things here too, and I think this is important, is that regular physical activity can actually flush bacteria out of your bodies. You're using your lungs. You're breathing in and out, of course. So you're expanding your lungs' capacities too. It helps your lungs to stay healthier. Of course, I'm hoping that nobody who is listening smokes or vapes. All right? That's all I can say about that. You know better than that. And if you need help with that, let me know. I can try to help you. But exercise improves your lungs' capacities and makes them healthier, which is super important these days too. Listen, I got to run for a quick commercial break. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. And remember, Spotlight Business of the Week is the Town Restaurant on Main Street in Clinton. Mention this broadcast to Dino or any of his awesome staff. You can get 10% off your check. I will be back in just a moment. Try not to go anywhere, okay?
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
I'm interrupting my commercial break because I see Angela Max is watching, and ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian Klein's watching too. He's the man that started it all, the Max Challenge. Thanks for watching, Brian. I still got a couple more commercials. Just wanted to say hi. Be right back. Don't move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And I am back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, the stupendous Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is a phone number that can literally change your life. We're moving forward, folks. We are thriving, not surviving. And we are moving forward. We've expanded the class capacity under the orders of the governor. And we have virtual classes going on. And live Zoom classes are coming, too. No more excuses. Okay? Listen, if you have put on the COVID-19 pounds, you are not alone. Don't judge yourself. Call us. We can help you. All right? 908-627-7020. And remember, Spotlight Business of the Week is the Town Restaurant on Main Street in beautiful downtown Clinton, New Jersey. Mention the broadcast to Dino and any one of his amazing staff. You'll get 10% off your check. Listen, I only got a few minutes left here. It's incredible how time flies. Thank you for watching. I want to go back into some things here that are, if you haven't taken notes yet, now is the time you might want to grab a piece of paper and write them down. Okay? What is it Brian wrote? Oh, thanks, Brian. I appreciate it, man. It is so good to be back. It is so, the amount of love and excitement and affection that I have received in the last week from our members is humbling and astounding to me. Okay? I see you, Angela. Thank you. It's just astounding to me. And listen, I am here to help you out. The entire team Clinton is here to help you out. So do not ever hesitate. Never hesitate to reach out to us. Whether you're a member or not, we're here to help you out. Okay? So, listen, some of the more practical things that you can do to help with your immune system here is this. First, taking the right approach to exercise. Okay, some people think they're exercising when actually they're just moving and huffing and puffing. And you don't get the same benefit out of a non-structured exercise program. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing. And there's trained professionals at the Max Challenge of Clinton that can help you work efficiently with your exercise so you're not just wasting your time. If you want to lose weight, burn body fat, listen, there's a way to exercise to do that, and we know what it is, All right. If you want to lose weight, get stronger, you want to build muscle, guess what? There's ways to exercise, and we know how to do that too, along with the nutrition program, which is not difficult to follow. You don't have to shop anywhere special. You can still shop where you're going now. All right. And you know something? I'm going to echo the original mission statement that was on here when I first met with Ron and Lauren. Our main competition is the fast food restaurants and all the places that sell you garbage. That's our main competition. Okay? Your $10 a month gym has nothing up against the Max Challenge of Clinton. Nothing. All right? Because what happens is you're going to pay that $10 and you're not going to use it. You're going to go. I know you're going to go 2-3 days a week for 2-3 weeks and everything, and you're going to feel good about yourself. But then something's going to happen, and they are not going to care if you show up. What's going to happen is you're going to become the best member that they have because you're going to pay them, and you're never going to go. That never happens at the Max of Clinton, not if we can help it. All right, listen, back to this. Taking the right of approach to effectively exercise is key to boosting your immune system strength. So what's the first thing I want you to write down? Focus on consistency. Write down that one word, consistency. The regularity of your exercise routine. According to studies, not my opinion, scientific studies, the regularity of your exercise routine might be the most important factor to ensuring that you get immune system benefits from your activity. In fact, there's a clinical coordinator of the Northwestern Medicine and Athletic Training Performance Clinic in Warrensville, Illinois. That's a mouthful. Woo! That's a mouthful. Clap it up for me for saying that. This guy, Jim Beltzel, he says this too. The regularity of your exercise program is super important. Not just one day a week, probably not just 2 days a week. You want 3 to 5 days a week. And listen, 45 minutes a day, that's like 3.1% of your entire day. Don't you deserve to invest 3% of your entire day into your health? You do. You can afford that. You can afford that. What did I tell you before? Turn off your TV set. You got to have plenty of time to come in and work out if you turn off your TV set. So focus on consistency. Number two, don't be afraid of intensity. In the past, in the way past, this is going back a couple decades, immunologists were concerned that exercise actually opened up a window, especially more of the intense exercises, opened up a window that led to some type of a short-term dip in your immune response. However, over the last 5 years, research on the frontiers of immunology, there's a 2020 paper. Oh, I said 2020. That's the year that shall not be named. I got to remember that. For you Harry Potter fans out there, you know what I'm talking about. In the exercise immunology reviews, these research studies were just two of many that proved that increasing your exercise intensity does not suppress your immune system or increase your risk for illness. It actually does the opposite of this. More intense exercise, especially in short bouts like high-intensity interval training like we do at the Max of Clinton, benefits your immune system tremendously, tremendously. So you're not going to hurt yourself. What do I always say? If you're listening and you've been in one of my classes, when we get going and it gets a little intense, what do I like to say? You're in good hands. I'm CPR certified, and I have never lost a member yet in class, all right? And I'm joking, but I don't want you to be afraid of the intensity. We want you to go at your pace, but we're also going to encourage you to push yourself a little bit. If 1 week you're doing upper body work and you're doing curls and you're using 10 pounds, try the 12 and a half pounds the week after that. Push yourself a little bit. Don't be afraid of the intensity. Number three, very important, give yourself time to recover. Listen, we offer at the Max Challenge of Clinton Monday through Friday classes. Like I said before, we have some in-center and we have some, of course, in-center, limited capacity, sanitized, everything we need to do to keep you safe. We also have virtual classes and very soon those live Zoom classes too. But we do it Monday through Friday. we want you to take a break on the weekend sometimes too, all right? You can go out, do some recreational exercise. You want to go hiking, skiing, whatever it is. That's fan-freaking-tastic, all right? But allow yourself proper time to recover too. Recovering from an exercise bout of exercise is, listen, let's do the reverse of it. If you don't give yourself enough time to recover, that's when your body starts to fight back a little bit. And you don't want that. You want the soreness to go away after a while. I mean, I like being sore from exercise, but I'll tell you right now, I don't want to live with that 24/7. I really don't. The good thing about soreness due to exercise is that's the pain that's supposed to go away. Lastly, you need to do both cardio and strength training. Does that sound familiar, members of the Max? Huh? While past research has focused mainly on this aerobic factor of exercise to boosting immune health, there was a study back in 2018 that was published in the Journal of Immunology Research that shows that one single bout of resistance training, lifting weights, okay, doing push-ups and burpees. Yeah, I said it, okay? That resistance training can greatly affect your body's immunity response on a cellular level. It benefits it. Okay. And what's more, maintaining a healthy level of muscle mass strengthens immunity too. All right. You don't want to burn away your muscle mass. Look at this. I have about 65 seconds to go before I have to sign off. Time flies when you're having fun, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, you've been suffering under the quarantines, lockdowns, the fear, all this stuff long enough. Take back control. You can control what happens to your body and your health to a great extent. You can control how you boost your immune system. All right, folks, 908-627-7020. Go to the Max Challenge of Clinton Facebook page. Go to our website. Google search us. There is thousands of people that have been helped by our program. All right. Once again, remember, Spotlight Business of the Week is the Town Restaurant. Stop in there. Get something healthy there too. He's got a great menu. I'm working with him on some Max Challenge selections, by the way. That's right. I said it. It's coming soon. I got to get the recipes together. Lastly, and most importantly, if I can help you, if Team Clinton can help you get healthier, call us, reach out, whether you're a member or not. We're here to help you out. All right. For everybody who watched me live today, and everybody who's going to watch it recorded, I'm clapping it up for you folks. It's the end of the show. The Return of Max Living Episode 1 is done. I will be back here next Wednesday, same time, 1 o'clock on our Facebook page. Don't miss out on it. And let me tell you something. I sincerely have so much gratitude in my heart for all of you who come out to the center and you inspire me as you improve your lives, okay? That's what we're here for. All right, listen, clapping it up for you guys. I gotta run. Have a fantastic day, and remember to take it to the max. Boom, baby!
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is remembering Rush Limbaugh after learning the conservative radio host passed away today.
3 or 4 days ago, I'd call him just to find out. You know, his fight was very, very courageous. He was very, very sick. From diagnosis on, it was just something that was not going to be beaten, but you wouldn't know it.
The former president speaking there on Fox News, the 70-year-old Limbaugh died after a year-long battle with advanced lung cancer. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is not sure when power will be completely restored to Texas.
The answer really depends on the availability of those generators. We're working with them around the clock. Some of them are facing constraints in getting their generating units back online.
ERCOT CEO Bill Magnus says they're hoping to provide a balance across the system, and catastrophic blackouts would happen if it gets even more out of balance. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time, the NRA and your gun freedoms.